Are you looking to break addictions? Breaking an addiction can be difficult. Breaking an addiction could also be super simple. When you make the decision, you just do it. Because you know what? You are in control of your life, not that addiction. That was how I quit smoking years and years and years ago. I didn't start smoking until I was 20 years old because of peer pressure. And I became an avid smoker. I mean, 4 packs a day. And you know why? Because I wanted to be one of the boys. The corporation I was in, all the brass went out front and they stood and they had their smoke break. And if you weren't smoking, you weren't one of the boys. Well, peer pressure. Peer pressure made me a smoker. I tried a couple times to quit and I used all the psychobabble and all the stuff they tell you. This one clinic I went to, I watched a movie of a lung operation. They showed me how icky a smoker's lungs were compared to a normal person's, a non-smoker's lungs. So I went and watched that. It didn't do any good. I mean, they came around the room with a trash can and I wadded up my cigarettes and I threw them in there. And, you know, I stopped at 7-Eleven on the way. Do they have 7-Elevens anymore? Anyways, I stopped at 7-Eleven on the way home and got me a pack of cigarettes. I think I paid like 50 cents when cigarettes were selling for about 35 back then. Can you imagine? What are cigarettes now? $6, $7, $8 a pack? My point is, I did not quit until one morning I got up and said, what am I doing? I wadded up the cigarettes. I threw them away. I was done. I had made that decision in my life that I was no longer going to let those cancer sticks control me. That was eye-opening because then I realized, and I've developed this over the years, that it really all comes down to a decision. I'm going to do this. And then you do it. Just like I did with my cigarettes. Just a little bit more of the story. I was managing a drugstore chain, an individual store, and I decided a month later I was going to test and see if I was really done. I asked one of the clerks for one of her cigarettes. She looked at me and says, oh, don't do it, Mr. Stevens, don't do it. You're going to be right back to 4 packs a day. I said, no, let me check. I took that cigarette, I lit it up, I took 2 puffs, and I handed it back to her and said, you can throw it away or you can keep it. Finish smoking and I don't want to waste your cigarette, but I'm done. I've not had a cigarette since. It really can be that simple. I truly believe it can be that simple. Will you go through a period of withdrawals? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. You might, or you might just have the mindset that says, why should I have withdrawals? I know. Don't lecture me about chemicals and chemical reactions and imbalances and all that, but that's it. That's my story of how I quit smoking. And as I've gone on in life, I've quit many other things the same way. Things that were supposed to be difficult to quit. I just made a decision one day and I quit. No, I'm no stronger than you. I guarantee you, I'm probably weaker minded than you. Go out there, look at your life, make some decisions, make some choices, and just be done with the things that don't help you to thrive. Move well, stay healthy, be happy. Find a purpose, and with that purpose, live every single day with passion. Talk to you later.